This is a journey for taking back your power. Begin by relaxing and closing your eyes. Take a moment to let your body relax. Feel all tension melting out of the body, flowing out of you into the ground. Take a few deep breaths and let go. Gradually letting yourself drift a little deeper. To help you go deeper, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. On each descending number, you'll go a little deeper. Somewhere in the counting, you'll be crossing an invisible line between relaxation and the altered state we can call meditation. By the time I reach 1, the birds enter a safe place in nature, somewhere where the earth is beautiful, for that's where she loves herself the most. Going deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enter the safe place and begin to open your senses. Beginning with the sight, you can look around you at the scenery. Notice the shapes and the colours of the landscape. Notice trees, things that grow there, colour of the sky, shapes of clouds. Begin to allow the sounds of nature, sounds of insects, birdsong, wind rustling the leaves. Smell the freshness of the air. Notice any scent on the air of grass, flowers, leaves, trees. Begin to touch. Feel the air on your skin. Is it cool or is it warm? Reach out and feel the texture of leaves or bark or grass. You can practically taste the safety. Now in this safe place you're going to pick up a stick of birch or oak. And with this stick, draw a circle clockwise on the ground around yourself, creating a circle of focus. Up to the edge of the circle, again, to call those you've lost power to. Either those who've lied to you, bullied you, forced you, something manipulated you. One by one, you call them up. They come to the edge of the circle, but they can't cross the line. And as they come up, you see the power they're holding, which is yours. Maybe it's a ball of energy or some symbolic form. But they're holding a piece of your power. And you're going to take it back. Maybe you can convince them to give it back, or maybe you have to wrestle with them and take it back. But in this circle, truth prevails. You will win it back. So wrestle with them. Take back your power. Once you've got it back, just take a moment to let it integrate. Feel it absorb into your system again. Feel the strength coming back in. And you can dismiss them. Then call up to the circle the next one, somebody else's you've lost power to. And again, see them holding your power as a ball of energy or some symbolic form. And you reach out and take it back. They may struggle, but in this circle, truth prevails. Once you've taken it back, dismiss them, send them on the way, and take a minute to let the power integrate, let it absorb into your system. Then call the next one, somebody else you've lost power to. Again, they come to the edge of the circle, but they can't cross the line. See them holding your power. Either convince and coerce or wrestle and take it back. Take back that power. you've got it, dismiss them and take a minute to absorb and integrate this power. And call up the next one. The next one you lost power to. Again, they come to the edge of the circle, but can't cross. See them holding your power. And take it back. Put it all back, dismiss them, send them away, and take a minute to integrate and absorb that power. And you continue this exercise as long as you need, taking back power from everybody you've ever lost it to. But for now, you'll feel a wind coming up, blowing away the circle you've drawn on the ground. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you're back in the room, wide awake, fully alert, will open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes, wide awake and alert.